Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
In a groundbreaking move, the NFL is expected to agree to start penalizing players 15 yards for uttering the N-word on the field, according to the group that monitors diversity in the league. John Wooten, chairman of the Fritz Pollard Alliance, said the rule will likely be adopted in March. "We want this word to be policed from the parking lot to the equipment room to the locker room," Wooten said. "Secretaries, PR people, whoever, we want it eliminated completely, and we want it policed everywhere."
There's host Glenn Forbes explaining the NFL's decision to penalize players for using the N-word on the field. The NFL N-word penalty is number 10 this week on our Talk Radio Countdown Show. Hi, welcome. I'm Doug Steffen with our overview of the top 10 hits, the talk topics of consequence for the week of February 24th to the 28th. So we're going to, in the next hour, start at number 10, work down to number 1, the topics that the folks at Talkers Magazine, I think, were the big ones for the week. We do this every week at this time. Winter weather, global warming. Wow, there's something new and exciting, right? Number 9 on the countdown. Let's tune in to host Bobby Gunther Walsh talking to Paul Saunders from the Center for the National Interest about the winter weather.
Climate change, global warming, whatever the phrase du jour is, depending on whether the weather's hot or cold. When it was, of course, hot, it was global warming. Now that we have this, it's climate change. Oh, my God. I love when President Obama said that the drought in California is all because of climate change. So I guess the grapes of wrath and that whole deal and the, what was it, 20, that was all about.
That was all myth. Was all, John Steinbeck and his myth.
Yeah, it was all. It was really because of climate change, nothing to do with it. So talk to me. Why you say that what he's saying is not true? That the and I believe you, but I wanted to give us the facts.
Sure,
to back
sure. Out. It's just another one of his pathological lies. You got your you keep keeping your doctor, right, Bobby?
Yeah. very good, Paul.
First, California is a desert state like Arizona.
Yeah.
It would be perpetually in drought if it weren't for huge irrigation projects that sucked water out of the different rivers out there, Colorado River, Sacramento River, Tulum River. And it's irrigation that made California into the breadbasket for us and the world.
Mm-hmm.
And second, California's had serious droughts numerous times before, back in 1958, 59, 1961, 76, 77, 86 to 91, 2006, 2007. This is nothing new. They have continually had that because they're a desert state. Third, they've got an overabundance of environmentalists out there who have built very few reservoirs since 1980 to capture the little rainfall they do get.
Mm-hmm.
And they've had millions of extra residents moving into Los Angeles, San Diego, San Francisco, and all of them demanding water.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, and now the environmentalists out there want to tear down some of the dams they do have, like the O'Shaughnessy Dam out at Yosemite Valley.
And the other thing is, don't you remember these are the same folks who are complaining that it's all about global warming, but don't you remember they denied to save some snail, some animal just about a year ago? The farmer.
Oh, that's the Delta smelt. That's the next thing I was going to talk about.
Yeah.
They basically crushed the San Joaquin Valley farms in California by shutting off the Sacramento River water for irrigation to save the Delta smelt. And they've got other projects out there to protect the Pacific salmon, which are also shutting down irrigation for California farms. So there's where your drought is coming from. The failure to irrigate those farms left them dry and desolate, like you see in all of the media reports.
Coming up, Afghanistan, bitcoins, and health care, all in the focus this week as we review the top hits on the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show for you.
Want to know the secret to success, kid? One thing, the Granger catalog and Granger.com. Okay, that's two things. Oh, and Granger's got mobile apps. Those sure are convenient. Three things to succeed. Hey, and 1-800-GRANGER. I know that number by heart. Four things. There's hundreds of branches, too. Like I said, the one secret to keep this place running smoothly is Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call Click Grainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Remember how bad your allergies were last year? When they hit again, be prepared with new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour, the first full-strength 24-hour prescription nasal spray available without a prescription. Unlike antihistamines, it blocks more of the body's chemical responses that cause nasal allergy symptoms, relieving the worst of them, including congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. May take up to 1 week of daily use to feel the most symptom relief.
Look, kid. When guys like us walk into a facility in the morning, we can smell a problem. No one needs to hand us a work order. We already know it. Today, for instance, we need a new gearbox, 6 globe valves, and 12 ballasts. And when I smell a problem, Granger smells that I smell a problem. They help me keep this place up and running. Now, that's the kind of smell I like. The sweet smell of success. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
March is finally here, and you know what that means. It's the month to experience the greatest feeling on earth at Guitar Center's Green Tag event. Look for the green tags and get your new guitar, amp, pedal, or whatever you need for at least 50% off list. That's not a big deal. It's a huge deal. Like a Rogue acoustic guitar for only $39, or D'Addario guitar strings, 3 sets for $10. Seriously, spot the green tags and get crazy deals. Get to Guitar Center to find tons of green tag deals throughout the store now through Sunday.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Mr. Stefan, and we're at the number 8 item on the countdown, Afghanistan. Here's a radio host named John Thompson, and he has with him Senator Joe Donnelly of Indiana. They discuss whether we actually will be pulling all of our troops out of Afghanistan. That's what we were told by the president, right? You believe him?
President Obama is showing some frustration with Afghan President Hamid Karzai and ordering a step-up in plans to get troops out of there, perhaps at the end of this year. You think we might off our nose despite our face a little bit here?
Well, I think what we're waiting to do, John, is almost wait for Karzai to go. There are elections in April in Afghanistan, and there will be a new leader. And every single candidate who is running for president of Afghanistan has indicated they will sign an agreement. And what the agreement does is it makes sure that our men and women are subject only to American jurisdiction and American court systems. And it's very, very critical to do that. Karzai has proved erratic at best, and so I think what the president has simply said is, look, I'm done trying to get somewhere with you, and I'm just going to work with the next folks.
Okay, so at this point, you think there's still a strong likelihood that we will have some presence after this year in Afghanistan?
I do, and the purpose of the presence, it'll be a small footprint, but it will be to train the Afghan National Forces to have an intelligence gathering unit and to have special forces if necessary.
That Bitcoin controversy, number 7 on the countdown this week. Here's radio guy John Hines talking to financial analyst Peter Leeds about the disappearance of hundreds of millions of dollars worth of Bitcoins this week.
Is it called Mt. Gox? Is that right?
Correct.
And that was like a Bitcoin bank, so to speak?
It was an exchange, just like a stock exchange, where you would buy and sell bitcoins among other people at the going rate.
And now they're gone.
Yeah, and there's a lot of rumors of what happened to them. I mean, that there's 750,000 bitcoins missing, which is about $350 million worth of value. And it's just the entire exchange is gone dark, it's closed down, and there's a lot people trying to sift through the mess and figure out what happened. But a lot of people have got money in there, bitcoins in there, it's gone.
And if you could please refresh for me, Peter, just how bitcoins were used, like. bring them around to being used in the real world for me, in terms of currency and purchasing and being able to buy actually something that you could hold in your hand here.
Sure, sure. Bitcoin is it's a digital currency that has a value that, you know, when someone else is willing to pay you for it, that's what it's worth, right? Some merchants, a lot of stores said, okay, we'll accept Bitcoin. Virgin Atlantic Airlines, some casinos. So if you owe them $1,000 and you gave them $1,000 worth of Bitcoin, they would take that. But there's it's not even close to a critical mass. I mean, the best estimate is about 20,000 merchants are accepting Bitcoin. If you look at, there's 20 million businesses in the U.S. and millions more, hundreds of millions more worldwide. That makes the number of people who accept Bitcoin is a fraction of a thousandth of a percent. I mean, it's nobody. So you hear a lot about it in the news, but nobody takes Bitcoin.
And what's the highest value that we've seen with Bitcoin? Is there a way to put it to gauge that?
Yep. It was $1,100 per Bitcoin. Since then, it's come back down pretty significantly. It's at about $575 right now.
And again, these are just people that are trading these back and forth. Do we know what happened to this Mark? Is it Karpeles, the guy who was the CEO from Mt. Gox? Do we know where he went and what happened? I mean, was there some insider deal going, or did somebody hack them and attack them and take it that way?
Well, before a couple of weeks ago, there was denial of service attacks against them that shut the exchange down. But then it came to light. People started looking into things, and he's disappeared basically. And the money, the Bitcoin is gone. And whether that was someone who came along and hacked into it and stole that, or whether he took some of it, nobody knows. And the thing is, I don't know that anybody will ever get to the bottom of this.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. We're at number 6, Obamacare, Affordable Health Care Act, insurance care, whatever you want to call it. Here's a program hosted by Preston Scott. And on the program, Mr. Scott talks to Scott Fenstermaker from the Strategic Benefits Group. They discuss the latest changes being made. Seems like this goes on every week. There's this change, that change, to the so-called Affordable Care Act.
Remarkable changes.
They really are. I mean, I think we're up to this point, a lot of this has been theory, a lot of this has been policy talk, and now we're seeing the effects.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing the effects of the taxes. We're seeing the effects of the fees. And by that, I mean, you know, insurance companies are looking at how do we renew these groups and at what rate. And obviously these rates are approved by the state. Now they're approved by the feds. But we're out there delivering 25, 29, 31, 50% rate increases left and right. We're now been through the first quarter, so the January, February, and March renewals are out and booked. The problem is with minimum value, and the problem with the, hey, we lost our health insurance plan last year, although some can keep it. Some carriers did not allow you to.
Well, let me, I want to address that, because I got a lot of email from people saying, okay, they said we can't keep our plan, we lost our plan, then the president said you can keep your plan. But it's not that simple, is it?
No. First of all, not every carrier allows you to keep your plan because okay. It was just too burdensome and way too expensive to back up after they had gone forward for 3 years on the new plans. Losing your plan is just like the individuals have been doing. Their plans no longer meet minimum value, so now they're gone. Mm-hmm. You lose it. Now you've got to buy a new plan, which has all the ACA requirements in it. But even those carriers that allow you to keep your old plan, the taxes and fees are still built in. In other words, you can keep your higher deductible and your higher out-of-pocket, but that doesn't mean the fees don't come in place.
Yeah, and that was one of the other confusing aspects of all of this,
right.
Is different people saw their increases in different ways. Some people go, my rate didn't go up that much, but then they started to get the fees.
Right.
And it was different for everybody, which, again, it leads to the confusion that's out there, Scott. It's different for everybody. So when one person's telling a story to another person, they're saying, well, that isn't what happened to me. I had this. You bring a third person in, there's a third story. It starts to be like the old joke about 10 lawyers in the room get 20 opinions. You bring five business owners in the room, you're going to get 20 answers on how this health care law is impacting them.
Coming up, immigration and the Ukraine, when the Talk Radio Countdown Show moves into the next year.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy bacteria. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Doug Steffen here with our talk radio countdown show, the TRCS. Everything's got initials attached to it, right? Alphabet soup for everybody. Up to number 5 on this week's countdown. More discussion of immigration legislation. And the example that we have comes from a program hosted by Bill Lumet, who here has political analyst C. Edmund Wright. And the two of them talk about Ann Coulter's recent article, which refers to the impact immigration legislation has on business.
Tell me about
the I speak as a former employer of many, many, many hundreds and hundreds of unskilled and semi-skilled laborers. And I read Ann Coulter's piece, and I agreed with a lot of it. But it's a little bit narrow in that this idea that business is the only entity that benefits from this is absurd.
I would agree.
Every single body who buys lawn services, hotel rooms, strawberries, salad, whatever benefits, Bill. Now, I'm not saying that I agree with the system. I do not. But this idea that business is getting wealthy and consumers aren't benefiting, why do conservatives suddenly forget this entire supply and demand thing when they discuss this issue? Because they do.
Well, no, and I agree with that to a point. However, the supply and demand for jobs have been distorted since the 60s.
Right, but it hasn't. But illegal immigration has only been a piece of that. I guarantee you that the government benefits have been a bigger piece because employers would rather pay. I would rather have paid 15-20% more for people who spoke my language.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever offer it?
What?
Did you offer it?
Oh, yeah. I less than 1% of every job application I had over 22 years for labor position, Bill, less than 1% of every job application was non-Hispanic.
The unrest in the Ukraine, number 4 on the countdown, host Frank Beckman with former U.N. Ambassador John Bolton about the protests and the violence in the Ukraine this week.
The government has been overthrown, but we sense that Vladimir Putin in Russia, who ideologically wants to recreate the old USSR, he was behind the government's killing of the protesters. I don't think there's any doubt about that, while he sat silently at the Olympics, Godfather style. But now we offer threats to him. You better not send the military in there to try to get these protesters and the new interim government out. What fear does he have of any kind of retribution from the United States if he acts?
Well, none whatever. And, you know, the president last week, before the Yanukovych government fell, said in a very disdainful tone in an interview, you know, I'm not going to treat this like moving around pieces on some Cold War chessboard, as if we don't have any interest in what happens in Ukraine. We have no strategic stake there. So the call for Russia to stay out and let the Ukrainian people solve this on their own is just a guarantee that Russia will be the dominant player, because they're not going to let events unfold there without getting involved. They basically called the opposition fascist, and that's something deeply ingrained in the Russian psyche going back to World War II. Europe today is less than the sum of its parts. They'll put up some money, but Europe has no security capability. NATO could guarantee Ukraine's security, but Barack Obama has no interest in that. So I think he's basically saying, I'm staying off the field. You know, Russia, you ought to stay off the field too, which obviously Putin's not going to pay any attention to. And the irony here is that although they come at this position through very different lines of reasoning, Ron Paul said last week that we have no interest in Ukraine. The American people don't care about Ukraine. So he and Obama are taking what is essentially the same isolationist position.
So Ukrainian unrest is the number four item this week in the big topic bowl. Let's start at number 10, bring us to where we are right now at the end of this half hour. The NFL's N-word policy is 10. Winter weather, number 9. Afghanistan, number 8. Bitcoin controversy, number 7. Obamacare, number 6. Immigration legislation, 5. The Ukraine, number 4. So we'll scratch our heads and work on number 3, 2, and 1 next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Doug Steffen. Next half hour dedicated to numbers 3, 2, and 1 in this week's overview of Talk Radio, with number 3 being the focus now. The 2016 presidential race? Oof, here we go. Here's Steve Scott with Sarah Dutton from CBS. They discuss a new poll that overviews the potential field of candidates for the next presidential race.
Let's start on the Republican side and look specifically at Chris Christie. What does your poll say about Governor Christie?
You know, we asked Republicans who they'd like to see run for president. 31% told us that they would like to see Chris Christie run for president, but even more, 41% say they do not want to see him run for president, and that's not a very positive assessment for a potential candidacy for him.
Is there any way of telling if these numbers have shifted since the whole Bridgegate thing?
Unfortunately, we haven't asked this before, so this is our first time out with these types of questions, and we don't have anything to compare it to, but it certainly would be difficult not to expect that that had some influence on the negative assessment of a Christie candidacy here in our poll.
So who are the early Republican frontrunners?
Well, of course, it is early. I think that's a key word. We're a couple of years out. We haven't even had the midterm elections yet this year. But we thought we'd dip our toe in the water and just ask very generally who people would like to see run. 41% of Republicans told us they would like to see Jeb Bush run for president in 2016. 39% would like to see Rand Paul run. Now, Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz, two of the other people we asked about, just aren't well known enough at this point for Republicans to be able to really determine whether they'd like to see them run for president. I think that as the year progresses, after the midterm elections, when people start to announce their candidacies, that will be an opportunity for some of these lesser-known political figures to introduce themselves better to the public and allow people to form opinions.
On the Democratic side, who's out in front?
Well, I guess it's not really a surprise among Democrats. 82% would like to see Hillary Clinton run for president in 2016. And we also asked about Joe Biden. He receives really mixed reviews here from Democrats. 42% of them would like to see him run for president, but nearly as many, 39%, do not want him to run. So I think that's a noteworthy finding in the poll and potentially worth exploring further down the road.
Here's Stephen Colbert talking about the attacks Hillary Clinton is getting from some on talk radio and some on news talk television as well. And the focus has been her age.
We are a scant 986 days away from the 2016 presidential election. And I'm feeling pretty good about the GOP's chances. While the Dems are stuck with Hillary, the Republicans have an embarrassment of riches. Also, a lot of great candidates. For instance, Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal. I cannot say enough great things about this guy, so I will not start. Then there's Senator Rand Paul. Many have called him constitutionally eligible to run for office. And, of course, there's always Chris Christie. Yes, yes, he's in a bit of a rough patch right now. But by 2016, I'm sure this whole scandal is just going to be a bump in the... I mean, the whole thing's just going to be water under the... But whoever they run, Hillary will not be the unstoppable she-gernot. Republicans, for the record, do not fear. Because Fox News has just uncovered a bombshell of a lifetime. Hers.
Hillary Clinton could face an obstacle that has nothing to do with her husband's past or even her own. Howard Kurtz looks at the controversial question of how old is too old.
The age question is growing louder than just a whisper, raised by former candidate and now Fox News host Mike Huckabee.
Look, she's going to be at an age where it's going to be a challenge for her.
If Hillary Clinton is the Democratic candidate for president, she'll turn 69 just before the election.
That's right. Fox News is ready to project that in the 2016 presidential election, Hillary Clinton will be 2 years older. I mean, come on. Come on. Come on. I mean, 69, that is old. Like, old, old. Way too old to be president. I mean, she's going to be almost as old as Ronald Reagan was. Well, remember, those were man years. Okay, now, plus, it just goes to the question of trustworthiness. During the Benghazi hearings, she kept changing her story. First she said she was 65, next year she's 66. Where does it stop? Now, obviously, this is a developing story, and what's that? Okay, I'm being told that Mrs. Clinton is now even older than when I began this report 2 minutes ago. I know it's rude to talk about a woman's age, but that's not what I am doing. I am talking about people talking about other people talking about other people talking about a woman's age. That's called journalism. And when it comes to picking the leader of the free world, you've got to ask the important questions like Rush does.
We put a picture of Mrs. Clinton up at rushlimbaugh.com, and we simply ask, do the American people want to observe the aging of this woman in office?
Number two, military budget cuts. You knew that was going to be a big one, right? So Talk Radio Countdown Show will deal with that in just a matter of moments here. Stick around.
Want to know the secret to success, kid? One thing, the Grainger catalog and Grainger.com. Okay, that's two things. Oh, and Grainger's got mobile apps. Those sure are convenient. Three things to succeed. Hey, and 1-800-GRAINGER. I know that number by heart. Four things. There's hundreds of branches, too. Like I said, the one secret to keep this place running smoothly is Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Remember how bad your allergies were last year? When they hit again, be prepared with new Nasacort Allergy 24 Hour, the first full-strength 24-hour prescription nasal spray available without a prescription. Unlike antihistamines, it blocks more of the body's chemical responses that cause nasal allergy symptoms, relieving the worst of them, including congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort Allergy 24 Hour stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. May take up to 1 week of daily use to feel the most symptom relief.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
March is finally here, and you know what that means. It's the month to experience the greatest feeling on earth at Guitar Center's Green Tag event. Look for the green tags and get your new guitar, amp, pedal, or whatever you need for at least 50% off list. That's not a big deal. It's a huge deal. Like a Rogue acoustic guitar for only $39, or D'Addario guitar strings, 3 sets for $10. Seriously, spot the green tags and get crazy deals. Get to Guitar Center to find tons of green tag deals throughout the store now through Sunday.
Look, kid. When guys like us walk into a facility in the morning, we can smell a problem. No one needs to hand us a work order. We already know it. Today, for instance, we need a new gearbox, 6 globe valves, and a 12 ballasts. And when I smell a problem, Grainger smells that I smell a problem. They help me keep this place up and running. Now that's the kind of smell I like. The sweet smell of success. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm DS. On the TRCS, Doug Steffen, Talk Radio Countdown Show, get it? Number two item on the countdown this week, military budget cuts. Here's host Bruce Wolf, along with Dan Prof, talking to Brett Baer of Fox about Chuck Hagel, the defense secretary's proposal that came from the White House, actually. You know that.
So everybody talks about what, if anything, we can do about Ukraine or Syria, for that matter. It seems like we're not planning on ever getting involved in a ground war again because Defense Secretary Hagel announced that plans of shrinking the U.S. Army to its smallest force since before the World War II buildup.
Yeah, I mean, that's what's in the proposal, is to shrink the Army down to 1940 size. And that's said because of the situation with government austerity. And you'll remember that's how the New York Times wrote it up today about this Pentagon plan. The Washington Post last week, with the president's budget not dealing with chained CPI, which is the calculation about Social Security, said that the age of austerity is over with President Obama's budgeting. But when it comes to the military, apparently, with this proposal, that's not the case. You know, they're saying that it will not hurt the ability of the Army to respond, and if the president so orders, that they'll be even better trained and more equipped to deal with a situation. But as far as the ability to fight on two fronts, that will be in question.
Interesting on this topic, Neil Ferguson had a piece in the Wall Street Journal over the weekend about America's global retreat, essentially pointing out that withdrawal is not the same thing as peace, writing that Mr. Obama's supporters like nothing better than to portray him as the peacemaker to George W. Bush's warmonger, but it's now almost certain that more people have died violent deaths in the greater Middle East during his presidency than during the last one.
Yeah, I mean, if you just look at the numbers, Afghanistan, obviously Iraq, the majority of the fatalities and deaths came under the Bush administration, but in Afghanistan, exponentially, it was 90% of the fatalities in Afghanistan came in the Obama administration. And across the Middle East, you're right. I mean, look at Syria and the situation there. I think they're approaching or crossing the 150,000 dead number in world history. That is a pretty astonishing figure. If you look back to Libya and what the president said, that we're not going to let mass graves accumulate with 10,000 people.
On the Talk Radio Countdown Show, host Rick Daniels with military analyst Mike Lyons talking about the military budget cuts.
This kind of, I guess, started leaking out Sunday, and then with Martin Dempsey and Chuck Hagel kind of making it official. Big cuts to the Army, huh?
Yeah, no question. The Army takes a very large manpower hit. They knew the number was going to fall below 500,000 and go to 480,000, but it looks like the Pentagon wants another anywhere from 30 to 50,000 to bring that number to 450,000 or below. So what does it all mean? It means that the Army clearly has to do more with less, and what is, you know, very much a manpower-intensive organization versus the other branches of service who took smaller personnel cuts, perhaps other cuts in systems that, you know, really have been somewhat obsolete for the past few years as well.
All right, so that was kind of my big question is, I guess it was a couple of years ago, they kind of announced we're going to change how the future of our military, how we fight wars, faster, quicker, you know, response times, you know, drone technology, singling out more individuals, that kind of thing. So we're drawing down from two huge scale wars and we're changing the way we're going to fight wars. Does this really come as a surprise?
Well, it really now puts a line in the sand and makes sure that that's what it's going to be. And so what do those changes translate to on the ground? It means, first and foremost, it's going to be difficult for a president to really go to a long-term protracted war on the offense, for example. There's no way that we've got enough firepower right now to, you know, deploy a couple hundred thousand troops someplace. And you know, similar to what we did in Desert Storm, you go back there, you can argue we didn't even do enough in Iraq to bring enough troops there. But what it's really doing also is creating a standoff military. And what I mean by that is it's over the horizon fight that we get to stand back on our shores and then launch cruise missiles, launch drones, don't have to get dirty, and do have a military that really protects us from a very large standoff.
Nobody can predict, but it seems like just about every group involved any way, shape, or form is opposed to these cuts.
Well, you know, once again, we just haven't let the requirements determine the defense program. I mean, the money, obviously, the budgeting does send a message with regard to where we believe the priority's got to be, but it doesn't come out and state that. It'll clearly degrade capability to fight a two-front war. You know, and again, people in the Pentagon and the military sometimes try to always fight the previous war and don't look over the horizon. I guess the challenge we have, though, is do we really want to give up so much in what we perceive to be mass, which is a principle of war, and that's the amount of people involved and some of the systems and take on that risk for what was perceived to be a higher cost.
Hero with some talk radio folks, through the calling mechanism that they use, amazing how modern technology works, right, had to say about those proposed cuts to the military budget this week.
First, I know that the country's in dire straits with budget cuts, and the government is trying to figure out what in the world they're going to do with handling our budgets. But I don't feel that cutting our personnel down, to our military personnel down, is going to solve any great issue. We need them. We have always needed them. They've always been there for us. And I think that should be a separate issue.
Yeah, I think it's a good thing, these cuts. You know, it's not about the number of personnel we have in defense, but it's really about using the technologies we have more. We need to be looking at deploying our forces in areas where we get, you know, the most ROI. You know, why don't we deploy our forces in South America and Mexico, places where we can fight this drug war? That would give us a much better return on our investment. And then focus technologies where we can use not boots on the ground, but eyes in the sky to protect our country abroad.
I really have a major problem with our government and the waste that they spend in all different areas. There should never be a debate about our military budget, and the idea that they're going to cut the commissaries is just, to me, it's outrageous. I voted for President Obama in 2008. He promised no earmarks, no pork, no lobbyists in his White House, and that is all we have seen. Every time the first military bill that was passed had 9,000 earmarks attached to it from all these other senators and whoever gets their fingers in the pie. And I think that if a bill should be passed, it should be passed on its own merit with no pork, no earmarks. The money that is wasted by these people who think they're doing something, grabbing money and taking it, and our country is in just a horrible, horrible mess.
So that brings us up to number one, doesn't it? Arizona's anti-gay bill. So we'll put our shoulder to that wheel next up on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
We live in a complicated society.
Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Let's wrap up this hour of the conversation. Doug Steffen here with the number one issue, according to Talkers.com and Talkers Magazine, on the countdown, the anti-gay bill, that discussion in Arizona, the disgusting discussion, some people think. Host Ron Upshaw and Don O'Neill talking about an email that they received from a listener who thought Governor Brewer ought to have passed this law. The law allows businesses to refuse service to gay people.
There's a guy that always writes me. This is Sean down south. Dear guys, I guess it's popular these days, isn't it? For many of us to put our spines aside and submit to the gay community's demands that we all agree with them, that we tolerate them, because as we all know, if we don't, we're haters and we're bigots and we're homophobes and we're discriminators. Too bad Arizona chose to not allow any businesses to refuse service. So anyone, for whatever reason, good thing, we can just imagine all those poor gay couples who might never, ever be able to find a cake or flowers for their ceremony. Oh, wait, that's right. There's probably another florist or baker on down the street that would probably make a cake for them or sell them flowers. So how is this couple damaged, or any of these people damaged? Really, they're not damaged at all. I just wish we'd quit welcoming the government into running our lives. Trust me, the market would bear down on any businesses that was really harming anyone significantly. What's interesting to me about what Sean wrote is he made his point, which I get his point. I don't agree with his point. And then he says he doesn't want government making decisions, but he wanted government to make a decision. He wanted the governor there to make a decision. He wanted the legislature there to step in and to pass a law and make a decision, which doesn't make any sense to me. Right. Am I reading Sean's email wrong?
The other thing that's interesting to me is if this is also the type of person that if he went in to buy tires, let's say, and they said, yeah, we don't sell tires to your kind. What do you mean my kind? Well, you're wearing a flannel shirt, or you have dark hair, or you pick some arbitrary thing that they have no control over, and to say, we don't sell tires of your kind, and we are protected by state law. He's the same type of person that would blow a fuse if that happened to him, and then you could use the same argument. Well, you could just go down the road and buy tires from a different guy. Like, that's what, it's an arbitrary piece of information that has nothing to do with whether or not you can purchase and pay for the merchandise you're going in to buy.
On the Talk Radio Countdown Show, here's host Jan Michelson talking about the veto of the bill and how it's not about religious freedom at all. It's not about discrimination. It's about the dollar, stupid. Economics.
You heard Senator McCain throw up his hands in the air and says, hey, we ought to just be dealing this not on a basis of principle, But on the basis of what impression it gives the state of Arizona, could this cost us economically or make us look bad or even cost us the Super Bowl? He's not making the choice on the basis of whether or not either position is morally repugnant, but the pragmatic politics of a pragmatic politician who only is the bean counter for the Chamber of Commerce for the state of Arizona. Now, I fully understand why he would say it that way, and I would fully understand why the Arizona political class would pull the plug on this legislation for all of the reasons that McCain just said. You could say, well, that's not a principal position. Yeah, it is a principal position. If you say the principal position is don't rock the economic boat, don't make waves. And right now, the gay lobby has so much inertia built into its claims and its narrative that it is easy to bully and use the mainstream media and that momentum to bowl over anybody that happens to stand in its way. And that happened in Arizona. On the other hand, having said all of that, question. If you agree that refusing service to same-gender couples because you think they are gay or they're presenting themselves that way, and you think that is morally repugnant, how about this? Can or should government compel a Jewish deli owner to prepare and serve non-kosher food? Should the government compel the black print shop owner to print rally signs for the KKK? Should the government compel homosexuals who own a print shop to print Westboro Baptist Church's next batch of I hate f***ing signs?
So that's a recap for this hour of the countdown. The NFL's N-word penalty, number 10. Winter weather, global warming, number 9. Afghanistan, number 8. The Bitcoin controversy, number 7. Obamacare, number 6, immigration legislation, number 5, unrest in the Ukraine, number 4, presidential race, number 3, the military budget cuts, number 2, and the anti-gay bill in Arizona. That made it to the top of the list for this past week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob Kay, sound and recording.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwartman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.